America's Legal Line Network now presents Weinberg on the Law on CBS Radio, WXYT Detroit, AM 1270. Here's your host, attorney Scott Weinberg.
What do you do when your house goes down in value by 30%, but our cities want to gouge us for more taxes? Well, we're going to have a special guest today. We're joined by one of the authorities in the field and the subject, attorney Joe Rogowski. He's a partner in Barry Reynolds and Rogowski. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
You're welcome.
You know, we all obviously have the issues where in this economy, so many people are underwater, so many people's houses went down in values, but it doesn't seem that our cities care at all, that our taxes either stay the same or they're going up, even though the value of our home has just plummeted. What do we do?
Well, there's a couple of things you should do. First of all, one thing you can do is to appeal to the Michigan Tax Tribunal. However, as a residential property owner, you have to first appear before the local Board of Review. And those take place in the first couple of weeks of March, depending on the municipality.
Can we have an attorney at that?
You can, yes.
Is it advisable to have an attorney at that, or is that something we should do on our own?
It really depends on the circumstances. A lot of times, if you're dealing with a relatively small amount, it may not pay to have an attorney present. But it certainly is in some cases where you're dealing in multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars in value contention.
And what's the usually the success rate of those for a local homeowner? He's going for, let's say, you know, looking for $10,000, $20,000, that type of situation. Does it make a difference?
Well, my experience over the years with the local Board of Reviews has been that they are not generally productive.
That's not good.
No. you used to have to also appeal commercial and industrial properties through the local boards, in which case sometimes there's millions of dollars at issue. But they've changed the law in that regard. Now, that's not to say you can't achieve some reduction. My experience has been you will generally not be satisfied.
What if you lose in that if you're a local homeowner? Is there any appeal from that?
Yeah, that's a prerequisite to then appealing to the Michigan Tax Tribunal.
And then what happens with that? How do you do that?
Well, there is for a homeowner, a residential property owner, it's called the Small Claims Division of the Michigan Tax Tribunal, and there's a form online. You can go to the Michigan Tax Tribunal website, go to the Small Claims Division, and click on forms, and you'll get a petition form that you fill out in which you put, you know, the property address, the parcel number, what the assessed amount was for the year at issue, and what you contend the value is.
What happens when you actually, let's say you win and you have some type of reduction in your taxes? Is it commensurate with the value of your house now? Like, let's say your value of your house continues to go down. Do you have to go appeal it again?
Yes, you would have to go appeal it again.
So do they ever make it consistent? Do they ever track it? Is it something where they're going to be, you know, say, okay, we've monitored, your house value is this, therefore your tax are going to go down, or it leaves it us to as citizens to say we really need redress?
Well, a couple of things on that. They have in the recent, you know, last year or two, in most municipalities, reduced the assessed values because of the realities of the situation. Now, that may not result in a reduction in your taxable value, which is the value that you are taxed on. And this is where it gets a little bit complicated for people, because they may be thinking, I know my property is not worth what it was 3 years ago, but my taxes actually went up a couple hundred dollars this year. Well, your taxable value is set at a point in time when there's a transfer of ownership. And from that point forward, it is capped. It can only go up a statutorily prescribed amount on a year-to-year basis until there is either an addition built on the house or a transfer of ownership. Your assessed value can go up and up and up, but that's not what you're taxed on. So what often will happen is what's been happening recently is if you've had the house for, 10 years or so, it's only been creeping up on a taxable value basis lower than what the market value was at the height of the real estate market,
mm-hmm.
your assessed value was certainly going way up. And in recent years, that number has been coming steadily down to reflect the market. And in some cases, the taxable value has been coming down for people.
How does the state equalized value factor into that?
That's basically the same thing as the assessed value.
So that's just how they word it. When you get in, you get your SEV, that's what they're talking about?
Correct.
What happens when you have people that are looking to, let's say, refinance their home,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want, so they want to be able to get the value of the home and appraisal, obviously, as high as possible. But of course, they want the lowest amount of tax.
Right.
So how do they work that? That's really, it seems like in conflict.
Well, it can be, and often in other situations, it can really bite the property owner. I also handle a lot of eminent domain cases, and sometimes you'll be representing a fairly large commercial building or property that's being taken for a public project, and you find out that the last couple of years they've appealed their taxes, saying their property's not worth anything, and then when the government's coming to take it, you know, obviously you want to maximize the value, so there is that conflict.
Explain to our listeners, what is eminent domain?
Eminent domain is when the government comes and takes all or a part of your property to build a public project like a road or a new school or, you know, something, lots of different situations like that.
It seems to the ordinary guy that should be illegal. How could they do that?
Well, constitutionally, they're allowed to do it under the Fifth Amendment.
And that would be correct. However, it seems that are they paying the proper values for those properties for the commercial owners?
Well, that's where we come in. And of course, the government's goal, of course, is to keep their costs in line, and the property owner's goal is to make sure that they get the maximum value that they're entitled to. So that's where the battles are on those cases, is what's the property worth? Much like in a tax appeal, only in a tax appeal, the roles are reversed. The property owner is seeking to minimize the value. The government is seeking to maximize the value.
We're talking with specialist attorney Joseph Rogowski, a specialist, obviously, in not just eminent domain, but property tax appeals, a pardon with Barry Reynolds and Rogowski. Do you believe that if the economy is going to, let's say the economy is going to stay stagnant, it's just going to stay the way it is, what do you see is going on with house values in this state?
I think there's still, well, the house value, I think, is going to be either statically low at its current levels or continue to decline in the foreseeable future. And from a property tax standpoint, I think there's still some time for the municipalities to catch up with the economy, obviously. They're not going to generally too aggressively try to reflect the market. So property owners should be looking at their assessments, which come out usually in late January or February, and pay attention to what their taxable value is, and even their assessed value, because while the assessed value isn't implicating their taxation, it is a number that if they're going to sell their property, a potential buyer is going to be looking at, because that's what the municipality is going to subsequently put as the taxable value.
And of course, that's not always fair, because it's clearly not what people would say is other compatible properties being sold in the area.
That's right. There's also a lot of the situation nowadays, of course, in Michigan, is that the market's being driven by foreclosures. And, Don't we know? And so when you go to talk about the market in your neighborhood, for example, and you pull out, four or five different foreclosures that are driving even arm's-length transactions, the government's going to say, well, that's not an arm's-length transaction, we can't consider that, but I think that given these extraordinary times, it is figures that should be utilized in the market analysis.
We've been talking with attorney Joseph Rogowski from Barry Reynolds and Rogowski, obviously a specialist in property tax appeals and eminent domain. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. Hopefully, I have you on again to teach us all about what we can do once our property taxes go up, and we want them to go down. Thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.